All right, I'm here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, and with me is Bobby Ray Hall, who is the co-owner of Ray Hall Letterman Racing, the Team Ethanol car, number 17. And Bobby, you have quite a driver this year. Ryan Hunter Ray has been doing very well.
He has. Like, I've known Ryan for a number of years and always looked at him as one of the great young talents in the sport. And we actually came close to coming together a few years ago, and it didn't quite work out. But we were fortunate last year when we felt we had to make a change. We were fortunate that Ryan was available, and he's just done a great job for us both last year and this year so far. In fact, this year he's been very strong. So we're, I'm very enthusiastic about our chances, and he's just, I couldn't be happier with the kind of work he's doing for us.
Well, Texas must have been a real disappointment for you. That was, he was so close. And tell us a little bit about what happened at the end of that race.
Well, I kind of look at it, it's a little bittersweet for sure. I mean, yes, it's unfortunate that he and Marco got together at the end and crashed. But I don't know. You know, you look at the race he ran, the entire race was a very, very good race. And we were up front the entire time and in the top two, top three the whole way. And, as much, I guess you try to take the positives out of it for sure. And and so, no question, disappointed that we didn't finish, but two laps from home, but very, very optimistic and pleased with the pace of his race and how our crew did in the pit stops and everything. So a little bittersweet.
Now, Iowa's coming up this weekend. What are you looking forward to there?
Well, we finished third there last year in the race with Scott Sharp. So, I think especially the way we've been going on the ovals this year, I expect, we'll have a good race. It's going to be an interesting race because there's going to be a lot more cars on the track than there were last year. So I think getting through traffic is going to be much more of an issue than it was last year. And so we'll have to work hard on getting the right setup. But, I think with each race, Ryan's just getting more and more confidence, and he and his engineer are working, very well together. And so I expect we'll be competitive.
Now, tell me a little bit, Bobby. You're a little torn with every race because your son's in it also. How do you deal with those conflicting emotions?
Well, when I watch my son, I watch him as his father. So, I'm very proud of him. He's doing a tremendous job for such a young man. He's really driving so well and is handling the pressure extremely well. Naturally, as a parent, you want your children to do well. By the same token, my team, who works very, very hard, you want them to have success too. So I don't know if those are contradictory, feelings necessarily. I want them both to do well. Yes, I want Ryan and our team to win, because frankly that's our professional obligation. And as I say, I know how hard everybody's worked over the last few years. And my son is kind of he won the race earlier this year, so that's kind of out of the way. So now it's Ryan's turn.
Now that's a good point. Now let's talk specifically about ethanol. You've been racing on 100% ethanol now. This is the second year. How do you feel about the ethanol's performance in a race vehicle?
Well, it's as it was proven last year, and it's continuing to be proven out this year. We've had no problems with it as the fuel. I think it's it's been seamless in the transition, and it's really continuing to prove itself as a great fuel for this series. And it's so popular, it's actually starting to expand into some other ones. So we've been really happy with it. We think that it's the way to go, and I think what's most important for me is I think racing has to be relevant to what's going on in the real world, and by using ethanol, I think IndyCar racing is showing the world that this is a legitimate, credible fuel that we need to embrace. There's nothing but good things to say about it.
How do you feel about when you hear ethanol criticized in the media and probably from people that you meet? How do you feel?
Well, there's so much misinformation out there, and you know, certainly there are some industries that are hoping they can explain away the issues that we face as a country by blaming it on the ethanol industry, and of course that's far from the truth. And it gets out. I think the industry, and hopefully we're helping as its racing team to dispel many of those myths and misinformation that do exist, because, I don't think that, ethanol, I should say that ethanol is a credible solution to a large part of the problem we face. And so hopefully the racing side is helping to show that. And you just, when you hear the disinformation and the wrong facts and, the fabrications and what have you, you have to answer it, and you have to answer it clearly. So, we're trying to do that. I know others are as well, and, the truth will reign out in the end.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. That's Bobby Rahal here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.